Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Germany has had a love-hate relationship with nuclear power. Reactors provide nearly a quarter of the industrial nation's needs. And last fall, Chancellor Angela Merkel announced she was extending the life of nuclear power plants till 2035. But now, in the shadow of the Fukushima disaster and under intense political pressure, Merkel has reversed that decision and is ending the relationship, promising that Germany will pull the plug on all of its nuclear power plants by 2022. For reaction, we turn to Chris Gadomski, lead nuclear analyst at Bloomberg New Energy Finance.
Quite frankly, I'm not surprised at the decision to go ahead and do this. Given the environmental interests and concerns of the German population, they have decided that this is the way that they want to go forward. It's a very exciting time for the German people.
Yeah, I guess the green movement is very strong there. Right after the Fukushima disaster, there were 250,000 people marching to demand the nuclear power be shut down.
Absolutely right. This is not surprising that when you have such a dramatic and terrible event as happened in Fukushima, that those people became increasingly concerned and have tried to go ahead and develop a strategy that would allow them to go forward without nuclear power. And it relies very heavily on development of renewable energy and a large deployment and commitment to solar power.
Germany has a huge amount of offshore wind and wind on land, and they're planning a lot more solar, actually.
It's very interesting that Germans really are responsible for the tremendous global surge in solar power installations by introducing a feed-in tariff, which provided those individuals and those corporations in Germany with very attractive tariffs for selling the solar to the government.
They have 17 nuclear power plants in Germany. I guess they shut down 7 after Fukushima, and that leaves 10 nuclear power plants. Can they make that type of energy up using renewable energy resources?
Well, in addition to their emphasis on developing renewable energy technologies, the country is advocating a significant decrease in the amount of energy consumption by 28%. They're also going to have to go ahead and additionally import electricity from surrounding countries. Ironically, the electricity that would come from surrounding countries would be dirty coal from Poland, nuclear power from France, and perhaps nuclear power from the Czech Republic.
So does that mean that inevitably there's going to be more CO2, greenhouse gases, in the atmosphere?
I think that that's a fair assumption, that if you're going to eliminate 20 gigawatts of nuclear power, which produces electricity without any carbon, and you replace them with a percentage of fossil fuels, that it's going to be a net increase in CO2 emissions.
Greenpeace says that Germany can actually shut down all of its nukes within 4 years and have no brownouts, no blackouts, and not increase in the long run the amount of CO2 going in the air.
Well, that must be Greenpeace's opinion. I've talked to other people who sort of dispute that and anticipate that there'll be problems in the near term keeping the country cool this summer. Germany's a big industrial economy, and so it's going to require a lot of very dense energy capacity to go ahead and power that and keep it going. So I hope that the Greenpeace is right. I'm a little bit skeptical that it will actually accomplish that, but it's part of my job as an analyst to look carefully at the numbers and see what I think.
It's hard to believe that Germany would make this kind of decision thinking it was going to jeopardize their industrial society.
When you look at something like this, you need to sort of examine the decision through what I call a steep analysis. And the steep analysis means looking at the social, technological, economic, environmental, and political components of the decision. In making those decisions, however, they created some additional environmental and economic problems. The price of electricity is one of the highest it is in Europe, and we had forecast that it would increase it by 6% just as a result of closing down the 7 nuclear power plants, and that further closure of nuclear power plants would also add to the cost of electricity. There'll be a lot of people who will become unemployed by closing down those nuclear power plants, and they're also going to be creating some environmental issues, possibly increase in CO2 emissions.
Are the German people going to, ante up?
Well, apparently, it's again, where do the priorities of the German people lie? Do the German priorities lie in spending less money for electricity or in going green and doing away with nuclear? Apparently, public support is very favorable in Germany for the decision. So apparently, we can conclude then that they're more concerned with going forward in a green, non-nuclear way than with spending less money for electricity. We did a survey of those countries which had nuclear power and planning nuclear power in the immediate week following Fukushima disaster, and we saw, by and large, most of the countries were going to maintain and stay the course. However, as this situation in Fukushima continues to be more messy and continues to drag on, we're seeing support for nuclear power starting to erode.
What about the United States?
Well, the United States is a very, very surprising case. Most people don't realize that there are 5 nuclear power plants already under construction in the United States. And we had forecast in the immediate wake of Fukushima that 5 of those nuclear power plants will be completed by 2020. How successful those plants are completed, i.e. on budget, on schedule, will sort of suggest whether or not there'll be an additional second wave of nuclear power plants under construction in the United States.
Well, Chris, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure having the opportunity to chat, and I wish the Germans the best of luck going forward and hope that they're very successful with the renewable energy future.
Chris Gadomski is lead nuclear analyst at Bloomberg New Energy Finance.